almost 2 months ago now, I was sitting in a doctor's office with my little baby because she had the sniffles or something, and we were waiting for the doctor to come into the room, and I had to find a way to keep my baby from wanting to grab everything toxic in sight there and entertain her, so I opened up a cabinet that was labeled books and toys and found one of my favorite kids' books in there, Green Eggs and Ham by Dr. Seuss. And, of course, also during that time I was tweeting, too, because it's kind of super dad like that, or maybe just an idiot, I don't know. But I thought of a tweet when I was sitting there, and it went like this. I do not follow back, eggs and spam. I do not like them, Sam I am. If Dr. Seuss were on Twitter, probably. And against my better judgment, I sent it out. I still think it's kind of stupid, but it became one of my best tweets. And I'm thinking about that and some of the other things about Twitter, and I wanted to talk a little bit about following people on Twitter. You know, when I started on Twitter, I did it so I could document my kids' lives, but like everybody else, I got a little tired of just talking to myself and went out and hunted down some other folks to follow, mostly parents. And, you know, I remember the feeling having very little followers and actually being followed back by people, and it felt pretty good. And I also remember another feeling when I tweeted something, I don't remember what it was, and somebody did something really cool. They retweeted it. And then the followers after that, as everyone knows, start coming in once that happens. And, you know, to the end, a week ago now when I left Twitter, I always tried to follow everybody back. And I know not everybody does that, and that's totally cool that they don't. But I did because I remember that feeling of being included into the community. And I also tried to retweet new people, especially ones that didn't have a lot of followers, because, you know, that made me feel better in the end than getting followers, is the idea that I may have helped somebody else do the same. Because what happened is, and the roots were already there and have been there for a long time, but I got to see this awesome community of like-minded people grow on Twitter that rejected celebrities, rejected spam, and were suspicious of eggs. You know, as time went by, that became something really special to me, to try to help other people on Twitter, made me think of the topic of following and following people on Twitter, and how what a great community it was when you were made a part of it.